You're listening to SBS News.
It seemed a last-ditch effort to persuade voters. Thousands received a text message on Election Day telling them the Coalition would stop the boats. That morning, former Prime Minister Scott Morrison confirmed in a press conference an asylum seeker boat had tried to reach Australia and was turned back by the Border Force.
That vessel has been intercepted in accordance with the policies of the government, and I can simply say this. I've been here to stop this boat, but in order for me to be there to stop those that may come from here, you need to vote Liberal and Nationals today.
The Department of Home Affairs released a statement confirming the incident. That asylum seeker boat from Sri Lanka had been intercepted off Christmas Island. It was described by Border Force as a likely attempt to illegally enter the country. The revelations broke recent conventions to keep such matters secret. It's now been revealed the former Prime Minister's office instructed the department to publicise that information. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles is accusing the previous government of politicising national security.
A matter which should never have been in the public domain was placed in the public domain. And the reports today are that that happened at the direction of the Prime Minister's office. It's an absolute disgrace.
It was a highly controversial move during caretaker mode and countered the Coalition government's policy not to divulge such on-water matters. Anthony Albanese told the ABC he'd been notified of the incident but warned against publishing it.
It was an entire abuse of proper processes and a disgraceful act from a government which was prepared to politicise everything but solve nothing.
An inquiry has been ordered into the texts. Richard Marles says it's already underway.
We want to understand the circumstances of this matter being put into the public domain, because that should not have happened. What we've seen in terms of the politicisation of that event from the former Liberal government is a complete willingness of the Liberal Party to sacrifice the national interest.
The Coalition has said in recent days the text messages weren't politicised. SBS has reached out to Scott Morrison, but the former Prime Minister's office hasn't commented further. Today, former Employment Minister and close Morrison ally Stuart Robert refused to tell the ABC whether it was an appropriate action to take.
Can't comment on it, having not been involved in it. But I think all Australians understand, Hamish, that the Labor Party, by virtue of history, is incredibly weak on our borders. So I won't be taking lectures from the Labor Party on the caretaker conventions, Hamish, or on boat arriving.
Boat arrivals have been a contentious national security issue for decades, but the case of one family has received calls and outcries for compassion. The Murugappan family, who lived in the Queensland town of Biloela for years before being removed to detention, are set to finally return home. Interim Home Affairs Minister Jim Chalmers broke the news to the family's supporters.
I've now spoken to the family and they've gone on through the processes at the Perth end. And I really just wanted to ring you and tell you how much we appreciate the way that you've spoken up for this beautiful family.
Jim Chalmers said in a statement he exercised powers as interim minister to intervene under the Migration Act, granting the family bridging visas and allowing them to return to their home in Biloela. They're still fighting in court for permanent protection, which would allow them to stay in Australia indefinitely. Supporters are welcoming the decision but are calling for more families in the same boat to be granted the same freedoms. Krishani Danji, SBS News.